Hello, Potters. This is episode 91. I'm Valerie. Welcome to CosPod. As you probably noticed, Amber is not here with us today. This is going to be an all Akon bonanza. As you guys know, Akon is one of our biggest conventions of the year. Unfortunately, Amber ran into some issues and she wasn't able to stay for the entire weekend, so we both felt it wouldn't be too good of an idea for her to leave a review because she didn't get the full Akon experience. However, I did manage to bring in two lovely people sitting right over here who did attend Akon all weekend, and they'll be happy to review it with me, so yay! First up, I'm going to talk about Caitlin over there, who is also known as Cypher-sama. Say hi.
Hi!
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're new to the show.
Okay. Well, I've been cosplaying since 2006. I love working on armor and embroidery, and I guess I'm starting to slowly work into more complex things like evil wigs and plushies.
And you have a very creepy pet over there.
Get my Dexter, my friend.
And then, of course, we also know Danny, who has been on the show before. She's also known as Velvet Rose Cosplay. Say hi, Danny.
Hello, everybody.
I'd say tell us a little bit about yourself, but we kind of already know stuff about you. So you want to pimp anything out, any Facebook pages?
My page is Velvet Rose Cosplay on Facebook. That's pretty much the only thing I update regularly. I'm almost to 500 likes, so I will soon have another giveaway. Yay, free stuff. And yeah, I think that's about it for right now.
Now, for the review, which we're going to get into a little bit later, I've been attending Akon for 10 years. This was Danny's fifth year, and then this was Caitlin's first year. So we're going to have a whole variety of perspectives going on with this review, so that'll be something to look forward to. Yays. But before we jump into it, we want to do a little bit of cosplay news, so that way we can kind of break up the Akon madness that we've been throwing at you for the past 3 weeks. And we're going to talk about Cosbox, and oh, hey, Caitlin kind of knows something about Cosbox because she's kind of a co-founder of it. So, Caitlin, what's Cosbox?
Okay, well, let me do my best to explain it here. Cosbox is a cosplay-themed box geared towards cosplayers. So, basically, if you didn't want to shell out a ton of money to try a bunch of stuff that you don't know anything about, like, say, you don't know anything about wigs, you can get wefts or makeup or samples of Warbla and Wonderflex to try out, tiny little samples for affordable amounts, so that you aren't spending all this money on something that you may not actually like.
That's a really nice way of putting it. It's a lot like those nerd boxes that you probably see on Facebook all the time, but this is just like the cosplay version of it, but smaller samples so you can test stuff. The first box is supposed to be a makeup kit, right?
I believe so, yeah. I believe it's a makeup kit this time. And you can either go with the basic box, which is, I believe it's $15 for the USA, or you can get a themed box, which is $20. And the themed box will have a different theme each month. So say our theme for 1 month is body painting. Your cost box will basically feature body painting materials for you to try out.
Yeah, and I'm honored actually to be chosen as one of the reps for Cosbox, and I actually suggested a couple of body paint things. So, yeah,
you get
to say it may be my fault. There may be a body paint kit.
You know what? I don't mind. I'm okay with that one.
Especially with the samples. I mean, something like that is really difficult to find. It's either like you get the small sample kit, or it's like you spend $50 on this one paint palette that may or may not work for you.
Definitely. I mean, I've been, you know, trying body painting stuff for a couple years now, and I'm just floored at the price of these things sometimes. I'm like, I don't know if I can justify spending $20 on that tiny little circle of makeup. So,
and it's like, and it may or may not work. It may come
exactly
off, and it's like, you may use all of it in one go, and you're like, oh, well, that was a waste.
Exactly.
So, anyway, the Cosbox is a really cool idea. We are totally, of course, in full support of it. Obviously, I am. Ha ha! Give them a look. They are currently on GoFundMe. They have hit their $5,000 goal, but they're still always accepting donations. It's like, I just found out about that, too. I clicked it open, and I was like, oh, they're $5,050. Sweet!
Yep. We're also on Facebook, and we're going to be launching our website very soon. So, keep an eye out for updates. Facebook is probably your best bet, or the Twitter. There's actually a Twitter, too, in case you didn't know.
Say, who's keeping up with the Twitter?
Sam. She's the boss. I just do what she says.
And you make for a good spokesperson because of it.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, so that's our cosplay news. Very brief and to the point, but we thought it was something that you guys would enjoy. So now we're going to the big moment of it all. It's the Akon review. Woohoo! Applause, applause. I'd insert the applause noise here, but I'm being super lazy and not clicking the button.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
I'm not doing my job.
At For
all.
Shame. For shame. Shame.
So this has been the 26th year of Akon, and as I said earlier, this is my 10th year attending, and it's really cool to see how the convention has grown and shaped itself over the years, and there's definitely been a number of improvements, and there's been some positive outcomes overall. A couple of things that they could be working on and could be fixed in the future. So let's start off with this. Let's go with initial impressions, and I'm going to start with you, Danny, as a 5-year veteran. What's your impression of Akon this year?
I think since they've moved and settled in, they've gotten a heck of a lot more organized. Oh my god, 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes in the reg line. I was so happy.
I say the Saturday people are probably not very happy with the system broke down.
Did we find out what happened? Did the system just crash? Or
I have no clue. I've been checking with people, and it seemed like everything was working, but maybe it was just too many people and too few computers.
Well, that would do it. But all in all, I mean, I think they've settled in nicely. I don't really know what to say here. The Anatole is as awesome as ever. The cosplay contest ran pretty smoothly, and it just, I don't know, everything seemed more laid back this year. I was very pleased with it.
Which were kind of just rolling with the punches, just hanging out, chill out time.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all I wanted anyway, so it worked.
There you go. That's all you could ask for. And then Kate, first timer, what did you think?
Well, honestly, I was really impressed. I have to say, it was almost kind of overwhelming at first. I didn't expect the place to be so big and so crowded. I almost was afraid you guys were going to ditch me and leave me somewhere. I would never be able to find my way back to the hotel. But overall, it seems like it was really well organized. I actually had no idea that's what the 26 meant. I just thought you guys couldn't count.
Gee, thanks.
Isn't it year 15? It's not year 26. And then now that you said that, it's like, oh, okay, now I get what that was all about.
We may be Texans, but we can count.
At least last I checked.
But yeah, overall, a really amazing experience. I definitely want to come back. So, yay.
Convenient, considering we're planning to kidnap you for more cosplay groups.
I'm okay with this. No complaints here.
But that's always a good sign when a first time comes through and it's like, hey, I want to come back to this. And you know, it's a good success. Thumbs up.
Yay!
So let's talk a little bit about the pre-reg. Now, for all of us, this was a completely different experience. We're used to anime cons being like 6-hour lines. As
Three,
we know.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, 3 if you're lucky, as we know all too well from Fanime 2 years ago. LineCon. Line Ride. Funny enough, as I was going through my Facebook page, I accidentally clicked on 2013, and that was one of the first photos that popped up, was my photo of the Line Ride at Fanime.
Oh, man. Was that the really bad year where they went through the hotel?
Yes, and we were all stuck outside, and yeah, it literally was a 6-hour wait. I just remember how cold I was because that was when the wind was picking up and we were stuck between two buildings. So, of course, the wind drafted in right at that moment. And it was like, oh, freezing my butt off. This is awesome.
I just remember being stuck in that stuffy hotel. They had no AC on or what. And we were all dying in there. And they had the doors closed. It was almost like, boy, anybody who's claustrophobic is probably freaking out right now.
It was a nightmare, and it's one of those things where it's like anime cons just don't seem to quite understand how to make the registration system work. It just keeps getting longer and longer every year.
Yeah.
But this year, AECON definitely did something different. They did computer systems, so you just had to type in your last name. It would search for your pre-reg ticket, and it would print out your badge for you. It took usually about 2 minutes or less.
It was super fast. I was impressed.
It was really fast, and I was very surprised that we were able just to walk right on in, get in line. We weren't in line for more than a minute, if that, because we were just right at the front.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was kind of scary.
It was. I kept demanding to know what sorcery it was.
You just kind of had to look around and go, this is not right. Something is wrong here. I mean, on the downside, I know some people complained that their badges weren't personalized because they were printed out right then and there. At the same time, I'm like, the speed alone makes up for everything. I don't care.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd rather get out of there fast than, you know, have this amazing badge. Nobody looks at it really anyway. Half the time I'm trying to hide it.
Exactly, especially for us. It's like, just shove it in a pocket or throw it over a shoulder or something. It's like, really the only personalized badges came in for industry, panelists, and press, and that was it.
That makes sense, though, I think.
Definitely for, like, an extra level of security. Now, I will say that as picking up my panelist badge...
Oh, man. What are you saying?
It took an hour, which is very... not normal.
It was even funnier since we were sitting outside waiting on you.
I know, and I felt really bad. I honestly, about 10 minutes in, I wanted to just get up and leave and be like, screw this, I'll do it tomorrow morning. And they kept saying, it'll be another minute. And I was like, I stuck it out, which was dumb of me. Oh, my goodness.
60 minutes went by.
Exactly. I don't know what happened. There was a lot of issues with panels this year. It just seems like, you know, the badge taking so long to pick up, which is usually a 2-minute process because I've done this for a couple years now. It was like, okay, how do we go from 2 minutes to an hour? And I felt so bad for the girl in front of me. She was the leader of her group. And so if you're the leader of the group, you can pick up everybody's badge, no problem. She wasn't highlighted as the leader. So she could only pick up her badge, no one else's badge.
Oh.
And then her other group members' badges were split around the conventions. Like, some of them were in pre-reg, some of them were in the press room, some of them were in the second ops room.
Are you kidding?
And I was just like, what the crappity crap is going on? This makes no sense.
None.
It was just...
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That was not a happy camper.
No. Oh, my God.
I'm just glad the day was, I didn't kill anybody by the end of the day. That's really all I could say.
Yeah, I think we did fairly well getting out with no murders this year.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, definitely a huge lack of organization and communication with the panel staff. And I know for a number of people, that's affecting whether or not they're going to present content at all next year. I know I'm seriously questioning it.
And rightly so. I mean, if it's going to be that big of a pain just to get your panel badge, it makes you wonder, okay, is it worth it waiting this time?
Yeah, and especially this year, they had a lot of issues with getting everything scheduled, with notifying people. There were a couple of people online who had commented, you know, hey, I submitted 4 panels, but I only heard back about one. What happened to the other 3? They should have at least been notified that they were canceled, and they didn't.
Yeah.
That's not like them.
No, it's very unusual. Now, to the panel head's credit, Megan, she was very apologetic the entire time. She was running around like a mad woman trying to get everything fixed. And she said it herself that just something happened, everything broke down, and they just got to start all over again next year.
Oh, man.
Yep. So, fun time. All right. Enough about Thursday. So, let's move on to Friday. We didn't really do the masquerade dance. We do have some video footage of it. Amber was there working as cosplay staff, so I'll have some of that thrown in as well. So yay, hope you guys enjoy it. But let's talk about Friday, which was like our group day. It was our Ray Earth day. I still don't know who came up with this group. I know I just kind of went along with it.
Yeah, that would be my fault.
Yeah, I don't
know. Of course it's Danny's fault.
Yeah.
I can't help liking the fluffy clamp dresses. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, because that was my introduction into clamp. I've been wanting to make a clamp outfit for a while, but I haven't really decided on one, so this was a nice way to do it. Probably in the most ridiculous outfit possible, but
Yeah.
At least you're not the one with the one boob armor.
Heyo.
I feel kind of like we just kind of dropped you into the deep end of the pool and, you know, didn't even care to throw you a life raft or anything.
Nope. But in return, I got the most modest character, so thank you.
You're welcome. I still slightly hate you for that corset.
Yeah.
It was surprisingly all very, very comfy. Even the shoulder piece, which I was so worried and freaked out about, it sat really nicely, and I didn't have to do too much of anything. It was great. And for that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Man, I've still got to fix that pauldron somehow. I'm still puzzling over it.
You'll make it work. I do have to say, it was kind of cool that so many people recognized us and that we were stopped so frequently.
I was so afraid that, you know, nobody would remember Ray Earth anymore, because these days it seems like cons are kind of filled with a younger generation and they don't recognize older animes like that. So I was really pleasantly surprised the recognition we did get as well.
It was really just shocking to me, especially in the times where even when I was by myself or when Kate and I were together and Danny was off doing contest stuff, people are still asking for our photos. And it's like usually they don't care unless Hikaru is there.
Exactly. It's like, oh, it's just Umi and Fu. I don't want their photo.
Yeah, but we will if Hikaru is there.
Oh, my God.
It's true. SCCC Cosplay, who's local to us and friends of ours, they do a full Ray Earth group of in the school uniforms, and they do Fu and Umi. They always have that same problem. Without Hikaru, nobody takes their photos.
Aww.
I always feel so bad. Because they're always so pretty, and it's like, well, it's true. Nobody wants it without Hikaru. So maybe it was a good thing that we didn't do the cosplay contest, just Danny.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? If we had all done it with Sarah, I bet you $5 we would have won a better award. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am ecstatic that I won an award. My first ACON award, I am celebrating to the heavens.
Yay!
But seriously, I bet if we'd all done it together, I bet we could have taken first in category.
But we had no weapons. You were the only one with some flames.
I know, right?
We would have been pretty sad up there. We would have been like,
You know what? If we had all done it, I probably wouldn't have carried it.
Actually, because I'm such an uber nerd, in my bag I had extra green organza as well as blue organza. We probably could have made water and wind happen out of that.
Yeah, we could have.
I always bring spare stuff with me in case something rips or something falls apart, which has never happened, but I always bring it just in case.
I have to point out, I was really surprised I only got stepped on once. With how long my training case were, only happening once was not so bad.
I think that was me, too.
I lost count of how many times I accidentally stepped on Sarah. And you know, it's really sad. At the end of the night, I finally caught on to the fact that, hey, I keep walking behind her. Maybe I should pick this up.
Oh, my goodness. Seriously?
It took me all day to figure that out.
I did that for you when we both did Celeste. I was picking up her dress as I was right behind her.
I know.
Good job.
Really, I know. I, in my defense, I was really freaking tired.
I think y'all were.
Yeah. It was a long day, but it was fun because we had a chance to kind of relax, hang out, have fun. Danny, since you are part of the cosplay contest, tell us a little bit about the prejudging experience, because you did yours on Friday, right?
Yeah. Sarah and I, we were originally entered in as two separate entries. I was actually going to compete with my Princess Luna gown. And about a quarter of the way through Friday, after getting mobbed by I don't know how many people with cameras.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. Sarah mentioned that she was in the contest too with Emerald, and I mentioned that I was in with Luna, and we just kind of looked at each other and said, are you thinking what I'm thinking? So pretty much after that, and I am sorry that we did this, but we did kind of ditch you to go check and see if we could combine our entries and if they'd let me switch. Now, I've got to admit, I honestly wasn't expecting them to let me. Because, you know, con had started, everybody was scrambling around trying to do what they were doing, and here I come out of the blue demanding a costume change and an entry combination. And I honestly didn't expect them to let me, but they were very nice and very helpful, and they did it right there on the spot. They told us to come in for Sarah's pre-judging time at 4, and, I mean, it went so smoothly. I really wasn't expecting that. Thank you, cosplay people, for making that happen. I love you forever.
So that's pretty awesome. I know they try their best to accommodate cosplayers when necessary. I know it gets a little tough, like, day of in the green room, but beforehand, they tend to be pretty good about it.
Pre-judging itself went fairly smoothly. When Sarah kind of took off with her costume, they had somebody keeping an eye on the time, and they actually stopped Sarah so that I could talk about Hikaru.
Oh, cool. Good.
And I honestly wasn't expecting that. I expected her to just keep going, and I was like, okay, I will just stand here and look pretty. So I was pleasantly surprised. I really was.
So how did it go? Because I know that initially I printed out a portfolio for your Luna costume. Didn't have one for your Hikaru because that wasn't planned.
Yeah, it was total accident. But pretty much I did throw together what progress pictures I had on my phone, and they were okay with looking at my phone. Problem was is that by the time they got around to me, I literally only had a minute to talk about my costume. So I just showed them the reference picture and just opened my mouth and let word vomit spew out. I am still not good with prejudging, in case it weren't obvious.
Watch like my episode about judging.
Yes, I have, several times. That does not stop the word vomit.
But it seemed like it went through pretty smoothly. I'm glad they actually had a timer there this year, and it's like, stop. Okay, go.
Yeah, it went really well. I was happy.
Awesome, because I know that you pretty much did that for a good chunk of your afternoon, and then Kate kind of bounced between the two of us. I think she mostly tagged along with me.
Well, yeah, you were doing panels.
I'm the panel person. It's what I do. But we had our one fun panel, because Rob wanted to do the Gunpla thing, and I said, okay, fine, honey, and it was just before my body painting panel. So we sat in that room for a good chunk of time, ate our lunch in there. The Gunpla panel was okay. It had some highlights. It had some lowlights. It definitely made me realize that I probably practice my panels a little too much, and I forget how inexperienced some panelists are.
Well, you're an overachiever. We knew that.
Yeah, i.e. don't make the shy person teach a panel. They probably do not want to do it.
No, that poor girl didn't even want to say her name.
I know. I just was just like, oh, my God, don't let her speak. Let her sit back down and chill out until she really wants to say something, because, oh, my God.
And we were way in the back, so we couldn't even hear her.
Mm-hmm. I felt really bad.
Yeah.
But Rob liked it. He enjoyed it. That was his fun panel, so I was like, okay, cool, whatever.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. During that time, Amber was recording the cosplay chest, which I'm actually uploading this evening. Woohoo! More stuffs. And it seemed to go actually pretty well. They were able to go through two rounds over the time period. I think it's like an hour and a half long. Unfortunately, the last round that I noticed was they ended up in a tie. They only had like 2 minutes left, and it was like, nope, can't finish this.
Wow, that generally doesn't happen. They usually rush it for someone to die.
Yeah, exactly, but wherever they were at, they were in a stalemate. They just couldn't do anything, so it was like, okay, well, we're just going to kind of end it here. So, other than that lame ending, but I did have my body paint panel, which I think went over okay. Not as many people attended, which was one of my complaints with Akon this year, is that they did not do a good job of planning panels. They had a lot of content overlap with each other because I was going up against two other makeup panels at the exact same time.
I think that really unfortunately hurt your panel too. Because I did notice there were a couple people that walked in, checked their watches and their books, and walked out. I think they realized, oh crud, I wanted to go to this one too. And mm-hmm. So they were trying to juggle, you know, a couple things at once, and it just wasn't working because of the scheduling issues.
And what's funny is I ran into a couple of people after the panel. Well, you had stepped away for some reason, but over the course of the evening, at least 15 people came up to me and said, hey, I really wanted to go to your panel, but I went to the other makeup panel. Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook? Because I have questions for you. And I just said, here's our card. It's going to be uploaded sometime next week. So I'm glad that I had that, that we have the equipment to record it. But at the same time, it's just like when you have three panels of similar content running at the same time, I mean, people are not going to be able to go to all of it. You got to space them out somehow, even if it's like an hour apart or a couple days apart. It just seemed a little ludicrous.
I agree.
The same thing happened on Saturday because there were a couple of new panels that I saw on the schedule, and I don't want to say that I was the influence, but I think I was the influence because there was like a Naruto mythology panel. And I was like, oh, that's pretty freaking nifty. They haven't had this stuff before. But then it was battling against, like, an anime philosophy panel, and it was battling against another panel. And I'm like, really? I can only go to one of these.
Yeah, they didn't just do it to you, then they did it with a couple of them. That's unfortunate.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you.
So, yeah, it was a little unfortunate with the way they scheduled panels this year. And another big complaint that we had was a lot of the cosplay content is stuff that we've seen for the past couple of years. In fact, most of the content in general, not just cosplay, was the same stuff that we've been seeing for the past couple of years. And that's a little unfortunate. There needs to be new life in these panels. It can be the same panelists. I have nothing against the panelists. But bring new content. Bring new stories. There's more out there. I mean, I know I put in a lot of effort to try to bring something new every single year. I don't like to repeat content unless it's something I really, really love. And if I really, really love it, I update the crap out of it.
Well, and if you wanted to, you know, use a similar panel over again, you could always, you know, do it one year, maybe skip a year, do something new, and then bring back your old one with updates, like you said. And that way, it's not like the same thing every year. I'm assuming your attendance would drop if you kept doing the same thing every year. But I don't know. I didn't go to those panels, I don't think.
Yeah, that's essentially what my academic anime panel was. I've taught it once before, like in 2011. And I wanted to finally bring it back. And I've updated a lot of content in it. So it felt like a brand new panel, but it was essentially the same, at least to me. So I don't know. But I know from a cosplay perspective, Amber and I were both having issues trying to figure out what panels to attend because we're like, well, they did this last year. We've already talked to X person about this stuff before in an interview. We already have video of this. So it's like, there's not a whole lot for us to record, and that kind of sucked.
That does suck.
You did record body painting, though, right? Because
I did
want to go to that, and I missed it. And I have guildmates nagging me to cosplay my Ellison Black Mage. So I need body painting tips.
I love Final really Fantasy 14.
I learned a lot, I thought.
Oh,
and
good.
Panelist. I mean, you were fun and you were, you brought a lot of energy in, and it seemed like people were kind of leaning forward going, oh gosh, I want to ask her about this because I have questions on that. So, I mean, you really drew a lot of energy from your audience, and it seemed like, I mean, I wish we could have had more, but with the scheduling thing, it kind of didn't happen. But it seemed like the people that did come really enjoyed themselves.
Awesome. I'd like to hear that. Yay!
Are you kidding? You know what, Kate? You should have seen her Final Fantasy panel last year. Holy crap.
I wanted to go to that one. Bring that one back when I come back to ACON.
It's on our YouTube channel, by the way.
Shameless plug.
Head to cospod.org for more information.
Oh, man.
Instead of doing Final Fantasy, I ended up doing one about BioWare this year. I will admit I was a giant lazy butt and didn't record that panel, but for Sunday morning, I had it completely packed.
Oh, no.
Sunday morning during checkout time, no less.
But, BioWare...
I know, I was lazy. I admit to it. I fully admit to it.
We should admit it.
Yeah. Now I'm sad.
I saw we. I'll post like my PowerPoint online. I think my PowerPoint's really funny.
But it's not you talking.
No.
And making fun of goofy Mass Effect stuff.
And Dragon Age and Jade Empire stuff, yeah.
Is that the one that you had to edit slightly? for your audience?
I did, because I initially submitted it as a nighttime panel, because BioWare's cons at almost every single one of their games is M-rated.
Oh, so I
was like, okay, I need to be safe. I need to make this a 17-plus panel, even if I don't do swearing and there's no nudity. Just because of the content involved, I should probably be careful. But yeah, then they put it on Sunday morning during checkout, and I was like, oh, fudge. I need to fix some things.
I'll just blur that and edit that and...
Exactly. I have a couple of shots where it's like the F word was used, and so I had to like hover it over and like put fudge on it.
Okay.
Self-censoring. Self-censoring.
Yay!
I was being cautious.
Oh, your butt.
So that was pretty much our Friday. It was very easygoing while I did have my cosplay panels. We tend to keep it kind of light. It was mostly us just experiencing the con. I got a butt ton of photos, quite literally. I actually took over 3,000 this year, which is more than I've ever done before.
Fun.
Yeah, so that was basically our Friday. It was just us roaming, going to panels. Dani was doing her prejudging thing and all that funness. All right, so now we go on to Saturday, which for us was Final Fantasy morning, which Dani and I do this every Saturday, so we're like, whatever.
Well, you say whatever. At least I didn't have a catastrophic armor failure this year. I was lucky to get Hikaru done in time. So I had to learn when to cut it loose. There was no way. So White Mage was an easy wear, so I thought. I picked it because I could literally almost throw it on.
There you go. The Texas heat was not very forgiving this time, but when is it?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I swear, that day was the hottest. And that was the day we were outside the most.
Uh-huh. Go fig.
Go fig.
And we were in the shadiest part in the entire area.
Right next to the water, even. And it's just like, why is there sweat rolling down my back? What?
Didn't help whatsoever.
Yeah. In Texas' defense, because of all the rain that we've been having, it's way more humid than normal. It's usually just a dry heat. It's not usually this humid. So that's why we're like 30 minutes into the shoot, I had Brian, one of our photographer buddies, come over to me and was like, I think we need to do the group shots because people are looking like they're about ready to die. I was like, okay.
Didn't we have a lot more stuff kind of scheduled for this year?
Oh, yeah, we totally did. But I saw everybody around me, and I was like, I care about their health a little too much that we're just going to cut this in half.
I was kind of sad because I was looking forward to some of those spoony couple shots and stuff. Those were going to be fun.
I wish that our group is small enough that we could do something indoors. The problem is that it's Final Fantasy, so it's just never going to happen.
And that's not including the Kingdom Hearts cosplayers that usually crash.
Yeah, and usually, and actually, the one who's also known as Sora, she goes by Sora for her online name. She actually asked, hey, can I jump in and crash it? And I was like, yeah, sure, that's part of the fun of it. She actually had to bolt inside because she was getting overheated.
I felt really bad. I did see her. I was like, oh my god, is she about to jump in and die again? Really?
It's always funny because what she does, she comes in, Kate, into our big group shot, and she'll just dive right into the middle. She'll do like a really pose, like, I'm the bestest one ever, and then we'll have another pose where we're attacking her.
Yeah, we literally, everybody draws weapons and we start killing Sora.
That's awesome. Sort of like what we did with poor Hojo. Hojo was like the hated character this year or something.
It's Hojo. He's a
Hojo hater.
he's a bad word that I can't say on this, podcast right now.
Much
and we don't like Hojo. Hojo can go die in a fire for all I care. Not that I'm saying the cosplayer was bad. I mean,
no, he did a great job. I was really happy for Hojo.
Yeah, I've got to admit, they took the abuse really well.
I put Hojo front and center in the 7 group so he could be like, bow down to me.
and then die violently.
Yep. So Dani has been through my madness with photo shoots before, and Kate, you've been through your own set of madness at Fanime. How do you think that the two shoots compare? Because I know I run mine very differently.
Honestly, I actually kind of liked yours better. I thought there was a little more room, a little more time for all the people to be up there and get their poses out and whatnot. not to be rude to the Fanime one, I mean, it's crazy, but it's just sort of like, boom, get up, boom, you're done, boom, get up, boom, you're done. But yours was a little more relaxed, and I think that people were able to get up there, get ready, get their photos, do another pose, and then move back down. So it was a little nicer for me because I can't walk in my heels. I was sinking into the dirt, so it took me a while to get up there, so I appreciated that the way it was.
You're welcome. I try to give everybody time because I know that people want to get, like, shots of their game, but then they want, like, the silly stuff, too, and they want to get the group shots. And so yeah. I like to try to accommodate as many people as possible. I know I was, like, babysitting the Shiva as she walked across.
Oh, my God, that Shiva was gorgeous.
Very pretty. Very, very pretty.
Hey, Val, I think you just stumbled upon another panel idea.
How
to run a successful photo shoot.
See, we've done a podcast about it before, and I've thought about doing the panel like that. I wasn't too sure how well it would be received, because my fear is that I would come off as very pompous, like, I've done the best photo shoots ever, and I know I haven't.
Well, no, but, I mean, just bill it as, like, tips and tricks for running a successful, organized photo shoot, because, I went to the pony photo shoot on Sunday. Now, I will admit, apparently there were, like, three across the whole weekend. But I went to Sunday, and those ponies were awesome because they saw me dying in a gallon, and so they got me in and out real quick. But it wasn't as organized as I'm used to when you run your Final Fantasy shoot. I'm just like, really? This is how you want to do it? I'm just kind of like, what? So it's just, I guess I've gotten too used to pure organization. Here, do this. Here, do this. Oh, you're done. Here, do this. You know, it runs smoother that way, I think.
I need to make a superhero outfit that says, like, OCD woman.
Yeah, yes. You probably do.
I do have to say, too, you definitely win organization-wise versus the Smash Brothers shoot.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was just, yeah.
That bad, huh?
Oh, we didn't even.
People. I mean, they could have been indoors, but they're standing outside at 2 in the afternoon, and you and I are in Rosalina and Zelda, and we're going,
In the sunniest spot in the entire garden area. It was, like, right there, and I was like, nope, not doing this. Nope.
Oh, those poor guys.
Yeah.
And actually, it was funny, because as we were leaving the dealer's room in the artist alley, I saw that more people came out to them. That was great, but that was like an hour and a half later, and I was like, whoa. No. Not happening. No.
Well, we got there right at 2, and they were just like standing around. They weren't even doing anything.
Exactly.
There were no photographers that I could see, so...
I think I'm the special snowflake because the more I talk to people about photo gatherings, the more I'm like, man, I feel like I'm super duper strict and everybody's just like, whatever, let's have fun hangout times.
I like the super duper strict personally. When I go to a gathering, that's what I want. I want to be able to, you know, see all the costumes, participate in the gathering, have it be done, actually have it start on time and then have it be done on time so I could move on to the next thing, whatever that may be.
That's nice to hear. I did have a couple of photographers actually thank me for setting up the shoot the way I did. So that's always a good thing. The photographers are happy, and as far as I'm concerned, they're happy, I'm happy.
Exactly.
They
Val,
make
I think that should be your sign, honey. I really do. I mean, if you've got the photographers, the cosplayers, and pretty much everyone in the general vicinity thanking you, I think that means you're doing something right.
Yep.
What am I doing right?
Okay.
Okay, that's it. Next time I see you, I'm going to smack you in the head for that one.
Oh, good gravy. Okay, on that lovely note. So, Final Fantasy shoot, did the whole thing, did that hoopla. I changed to go do my anime panel afterwards, and then I kind of split off from the two of you. I know that Danny went to go change for the cosplay contest, and I think Kate kind of got dragged along with that.
Hey, okay, it takes two people to get me into Hikaru's corset. And Kate at least had done it that, you know, Friday morning. I needed help.
Just pull, tug.
It was me and Sarah on one side. Here, you take this ribbon, I'll tighten this one. You take this ribbon, I'll tighten this one. And then We had this, like, communication.
We still didn't have enough ribbon.
Really?
Really? I'm literally going to have to go buy a completely new spool and just start over. And just use the entire spool.
That's a lot of flipping ribbon.
I know. It's just, it's such a weird shape that I literally just cannot do it any other way. I think either I'm going to have to rebuild it or something's going to have to give because I don't know what to do.
It's a lot of flipping ribbon. So as Dani has mentioned earlier, she entered herself into it and she won a judge's award. So yay for her.
Yay. So happy. So happy. I'm sorry. I've been competing. That was my fourth year competing, my fifth ACON. And I just, it was my very first ACON award. And literally, they called our names, and Sarah and I just started squeeing. We could not stop ourselves. And when we got our award and then came all the way back, we sat down, and I looked at my husband, who was my handler that day, and I was shaking. I was shaking like a crack addict on withdrawals. That's how much adrenaline I had going through me right then. It was crazy.
We were all commenting, like, you know, oh, Dani's face is going to be so red the second she steps out on the stage. She's probably going to be, like, squeeing like crazy.
Yeah, I was trying to keep Sarah from exploding, so I managed to stay kind of calm. Was my face really red?
Yeah.
Damn.
Totally was.
I blush.
I didn't notice as much.
Thank you for saying so, Kate. I love you.
I have front row seat.
I have Kate, second row.
Katie, you're my favorite right now.
You couldn't tell it's second row.
That's right, Val. Kate's my favorite right now.
10-foot yeah. rule. As long as it's 10 feet away, you're fine.
To be honest, they had us line up, you know, for, getting into the green room and rehearsals and stuff. Oh my God. That line was like, I don't know why it was so stuffy and we were all dying, but it was. I guess it was because it was right there in that corner where the hallway branches off to head towards the dealer's room. Mm-hmm. And there was a door. There were more doors. There was no airflow. We were all begging for them to open the doors just so we could get out of the hallway. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I felt so bad for that Star Fox group.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was crazy. They finally let us in, and we all just kind of went in and collapsed because at least it was nice and cool in there.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, they lined us up pretty well. There were a couple of hiccups with a couple of the lineups. I didn't really hear what was going on. I know there was a problem with Virgil and Lady and someone else, whoever was right after him, I can't remember who off the top of my head. And, like, I was literally watching Virgil chase around the lady who was in charge of making sure all of our stuff was in the book. Mm-hmm. And he was literally chasing her around. If I weren't so freaked out at all the drama, I would have been laughing.
Yeah.
But I didn't honestly hear what was going on, and I'm assuming they got it fixed because everybody went on, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to figure out how they got the job of the Hutt on stage. None of us saw how they did it, but they did it. We were surprised. That thing was humongous. We did not think it would fit up the stairs.
Yeah, I was about to say, because once you could see the underbelly as it was walking across the stage, at least from where I was sitting, so it was a lot of PVC pipe, and I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out how they made that maneuver up the steps and then down the steps out front.
We have no honest-to-God clue. Nobody saw it.
It just did.
It just did. It literally just did. And so rehearsals went pretty quick. They, you know, got us through. They didn't really stop to let us pose. They were mostly just showing us where the X's were, letting us know how much time we had. You know, the usual basic run through, which kind of freaked out pretty much all of the newbies.
Of course, like it always does.
Which was kind of funny, but, you know. Then they let us have, you know, a break, told us to be back right before show starts and back in our seats. You know, no fuss, no muss, everything went. And the contest itself ran fairly smoothly. I was surprised. I mean, it started relatively on time, I'm assuming. I didn't have a watch. So, I mean, it started relatively on time, and it ended relatively on time. So, I guess I have no complaints this year.
It ended at 9 o'clock, right?
9:30?
9 o'clock.
No, okay, literally, I did lose track of time. But... to be honest, I've just kind of gotten resigned to the fact that Saturday is cosplay day. I really have.
Yeah, that's my big thing on why I don't want to do it again, because you literally spend your entire Saturday focused on just the cosplay contest. You don't do anything else, and it's like, I paid the ticket to go to the con to do stuff, not to stand in line and not to be miserable and overheated.
Well, I mean, the green room was nice and cool. I mean, seriously, I was almost too cold. And, I mean, I go for the cosplay contest. That's pretty much my big thing for every con I go to. So, I guess I'm just more okay with it.
So, I know from our perspective, they did start it at maybe about a couple minutes after 8, but they were pretty close to 8, so better than usual. And it did seem to run a little more smoother than in past years. There weren't any, like, music hiccups. There wasn't any weird pauses or stuttering. I know that there was an issue with getting a couple people on stage in a timely manner.
Yeah, I don't know quite what happened there. I don't know if they freaked out and just froze or what. I honestly have no idea.
Or if there was issues like climbing the steps or something. I mean, I could probably see that with the labyrinth dress. That thing is pretty massive.
Yeah.
That's probably a butt to get up the stairs with.
Although they're usually pretty good at getting us up the stairs if we need help.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really see where that would have been a major problem. I like I said, I honestly don't know. Like, literally, I was on stage. I was back in the green room. I barely saw any in between. Although I did have a very nice conversation with the Lady Death who came on after us.
Oh, cool.
She was a nice lady.
I think that's like the fun part of doing the green room thing, because I took Caitlin back with me and we just talking to the other cosplayers and learning their tips and tricks of the trade and figuring out how they made certain things. That's always the fun thing to me.
That is literally my favorite part. So many senpais. Oh my god. Okay, seriously. Heidi was back there with her group. They went on right in front of us. I was sitting right next to her, and I had no freaking clue.
Haha.
Heidi, thank you for being so awesome. Thank you so much, and thank you for not thinking I was a total weirdo.
She's adorable and very, very sweet. I'm still surprised she got her husband to wear that thing. I don't know how she did it. I would like tips.
Yeah, I think I would too.
But for the most part, way the cosplay contest ran, it seemed to be pretty smooth. I know both Kate and I were talking about how some of the skits were kind of oddly placed. Like the song,
yes.
One after the other, one of them was like a Ruby skit, and then the Hatalia skit right afterwards where they both used the same song. It was like...
Oh, did they use the same song?
They did,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, for the skits, we could barely hear Star Fox. The next two or three, we couldn't hear at all. And basically, I heard Star Fox and I heard Little Mac, and that's all I heard. And the only reason we heard Little Mac is because he had great audio, and
yep.
Nerves was finally getting to everybody in the back, so everybody was shut up.
But yeah, just in general, the placement of those two together, it was like, okay, this is kind of strange. I wonder if they had just did it based on, you know, when they signed up, like, okay, you signed up first, then you, versus, you know, actually reviewing the content to make sure that it all flowed together properly.
That's probably what happened. And to the Love Lab girls, I'm sorry for any comments you might have heard me make about having back-to-back dance skits. I actually thought you guys were really well practiced, and you missed that part because I said it while you were on stage. Yeah, my husband says I need to work on my my perceptual awareness.
There you go, inside voice.
Yeah, okay, I have no inside voice. Have you not noticed?
Yeah, the dancing skits, I think a number of us are just kind of sick of it. It's just like, other stuff.
I mean, yes, there is, but I mean, I can appreciate a well-rehearsed dance skit. I really can. I cannot appreciate five of them in a row. I mean, seriously, you get bored after a little while.
Exactly.
And that's not anybody's fault, except for, you know, just, please, someone other than Little Mac, come up with something cool.
We need some originality brought back into the skits. And then there was the lovely halftime show, which they do the same thing every year. This year they brought out a comic onto the stage who was probably not very PG-13.
And, you know, I feel bad for her because literally she came on stage, she said maybe one sentence, and she immediately lost the green room. Everybody just started chatting, and I couldn't hear a word of it.
She was actually really flippin' funny.
Really? I feel bad.
She talked about her geeky husband.
Oh, really? Was she ragging on her husband the whole time?
To an extent, but basically going along the lines of, you know, this is why my husband's so cool, this is why being a geek is so cool, stuff like that.
I think we lost Kate.
Nope, she's back. I see her.
I don't know what was happening. I was lagging for a bit, and then it just went blank. Sorry.
You're okay. Fine. You came back. That's all that matters.
Yay!
I was actually going to say, if I don't know what I missed, I'm sorry it lagged really horribly, but this is probably one of the most fun masquerade skits I've ever been to.
Oh, cool!
Yeah! I mean, that little introduction show with the dance-off was hilarious. The walk-on announcements were great. The walk-ons were good. There were only a couple dance-offs, so that was really nice. It gets old after a while. I just don't want to see any more dances. So.
Right.
And then one of the things I really enjoyed was whoever won an award, the behind-the-scenes footage was so fun to see people running off to get their awards. It was wonderful.
I love it. They started doing that last year, and I'm really glad that they brought it back because that was just so much fun, and it kept the audience entertained, too. And that's the big thing.
Yeah, they were scrambling to make sure they had their camera set up, and then they had to set people in front of the other door to make sure we didn't go running past them by accident. It was very funny.
Nice. I know for the halftime show, I wish they could kind of change it up a little bit. I like the Annie Idol singers. Don't get me wrong. They're all really talented. But after two of them, it just gets really monotonous. And you're like, okay, I need something different. I need some changing up in this. And it's just so much to sit through. And by then, you've already lost most of your audience. They're out the door. And it's like, well, what's the point?
Yeah, there were four of them in a row.
Five.
There were five. Oh, yes. I must have been lost there for a little while. And when some of these songs average between, you know, 3 and 5 minutes, it's like it only takes a couple minutes for you to lose your interest, and then after that, you're gone. So, anyway, I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm with you there. The other thing that I wish they would start doing is, currently they do is they announce the winners of the Hallway Cosplay Contest during the halftime show, which is fine, no problems, that's cool. My big thing is that a lot of times, you know, these people are not required to wear the same costumes again. They can change and wear whatever they want to. So when they talk about the costumes that won, we don't see them.
Right.
And they need to start actually using the projectors and showing everybody what the winners were. Because here's the thing. They take photos of all these cosplayers in the Hallway Cosplay Contest. So it's not like they don't have the photos. They just don't upload them. They need
that
to do that.
That would be a cool thing for them to start doing because I've always been kind of curious about the people who enter in the hall.
Exactly.
Because I see them walk on stage and I'm like, okay, why are you getting an award? Why are you taking them away from us?
Exactly. It's one of those things where you're like, but that's not Harley Quinn, which is nothing against Peyton, but Peyton was in very casual mode over the weekend, and I don't blame her. She did three cons back-to-back, but she wore her Harley armor, and I'm like, how cool would it have been for everybody to see that on the projectors?
Exactly. Yeah. I would have loved to have, you know, seen the outfit that she won an award for, and like you said, I understand her being in normal clothes. It was hot, and she's probably tired, but it would have been nice to see a photo of it as well, so that it's like, this is what she won an award for. Isn't it beautiful?
Exactly. And then maybe as part of the halftime show to showcase all the other people who entered the hallway contest.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? You know, more promotion. I mean, we didn't need to see what was last year's winner and runner-up. Isn't that as far back as it went? It's like, that's nice, but didn't you get to sing last year? Why are you singing again?
Exactly.
I will admit that the judges didn't take nearly as long this year. I was so happy.
I wonder if they were under pressure this year to try to speed it up a little bit, because AKON is notorious for going over by like an hour and a half.
Yeah, they are.
Ridiculously long. So this year they ended about 10:30 or so. Not terribly late, given that they were supposed to end at 10. So it could have been worse. Could have been way worse.
Yeah. Not 9, though.
No, right. Definitely not 9.
Since when is it scheduled for 9?
Somebody told us it was supposed to end at 9. And we're like, yeah, you guys are starting after 8. That's not happening.
That ain't happening. I tried not to snort. It was like, okay, yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, it never happens that way. Never, never.
But overall, it seemed to be a big improvement from last year. My only other issue is that they have you guys do craftsmanship judging, and there still isn't a craftsmanship award. I still think there needs to be a craftsmanship award.
If they're going to separate us from, you know, novice to advanced because of craftsmanship, I want a dadgum craftsmanship award.
Why would you not have it anyway? I mean, it makes sense. If you're judged for craftsman, where's my award?
Exactly.
It's the second year they've done this, Val?
Yep.
Right?
Because they started doing prejudging last year.
And it came as a shock to all of us last year. We were all like, what the mess is going on? And we were even more confused when they didn't announce, you know, awards for it.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping they would have caught on this year, considering all of the ranting cosplayers did last year. And not just us. I'm hoping that maybe they'll listen this year and do awards, because it's bad enough that, honestly, I feel like I'm still at the intermediate level. I don't like being grouped into the advanced unless, you know, I damn well have to be. Oops, sorry, Val.
You're fine.
It's just, I mean, it doesn't make sense.
It just seems silly that you're spending so much time doing prejudging and not having an award specifically for craftsmanship. You can still have your first through third place in each category. That's fine. But yeah. I think there needs to be a standalone for craftsmanship, like the best craftsmanship. And then have a best in show on top of that.
I honestly think they need to do best craftsmanship per category, because there is a mess ton of difference between the open and the advanced.
Definitely.
I mean, there is no comparison. You got to have one for each.
I'm with you on that one.
Me too.
So that was the funness of Saturday, and we're going to do a very quick run-through on Sunday. Sunday was, again, more relaxy day because it's Sunday. I had to get up early because I had a panel to host, but one thing I was really surprised by was how many people were still there on Sunday. It seemed like, in general, it was more crowded than before. I wouldn't be surprised if AKON broke 27K this year.
Yeah. To be honest, I think people have caught on to what you basically introduced me to last year, and they kept their rooms booked until Monday. I honestly think that's what happened.
Isn't that like the best thing ever?
Yes.
That was amazing. I've never done that before. It was awesome. I could cosplay on the last day.
Right? And you don't have to worry about checking out. You don't have to worry about getting your luggage stored. It's just, you know what? I'll spend the extra money, stay the night. That way I can laze about, do whatever, and just take my time tomorrow when less people are around.
It's so awesome.
My husband is still mad at you. He fully wanted to go home Sunday night.
I'm sorry. You guys could have. It would have been fine.
Yeah. Do you really think I wanted to drive back 2.5 hours right after con?
I was nice. I made him laugh.
Yes, I was fully happy to spend that extra day. I really was. And, I mean, it was bad enough I slept 14-plus hours, you know, in my con coma once we did get home. Mm. I didn't need to make it worse.
But yeah, it was just really interesting to see so many people. I mean, just Sunday morning, I was sitting with some friends of mine, and we were just talking because I was waiting on my panel before I could go in and start it. Just the line for the dealer's room was well past the registration room. Like, that many people were waiting to get in dealers, and it's like, it's never been that crowded on a Sunday, ever, ever.
To be honest, most congoers know that debuting a brand new costume on Sunday is generally not a good way to get noticed. But with me shuffling around my cosplay contest, you know, layout, I guess, I kind of had to. My Luna gown, I worked 3 months on that thing, setting rhinestones, sewing lace, all of that insanity. I will admit that I did get a lot of recognition on Sunday. It's not as great a debut as I wanted, but, you know, for a Sunday, I will take it. Because, I mean, I had kids running up to me all over the place. I had ponies bowing to me every which way. I had a con rep for Pony Con. I guess he called it Nightmare Night. It's supposed to be up in Dallas in October. I had a con rep come up to me at the pony photo shoot and beg me to enter Luna in his contest.
Wow.
It was hilarious. I was like, because he surprised me when he did it. I was just like, wait, what? What do you want from me? And then he kind of repeated himself. I was like, maybe? And I kind of had to look over at David like, is this something that we might could possibly do? Because my husband's the one who decides which cons I get to go to by virtue of being the only one with a car who can travel that far. So, it freaked me out a little bit. I was very surprised. I'm not used to that kind of attention from people.
Welcome to the joys of Sunday.
Apparently.
And I know for Kate and I, we were both getting stopped quite often. I didn't expect that many people to be, like, going photo crazy for Rosalina. And I was just like, okay, this is weird.
No, that was awesome.
Except Rosalina is awesome.
Because we had to eat. We were dying.
We literally both did the stupid thing and did not eat on Sunday, so we were both exhausted.
What do you mean both? I think that was all three of us, honey.
Oh, you didn't eat either? Whoops.
Did it look like I have time to eat? I was already late to my shoot.
Make sure you take the time to eat 3 meals every day, even if you don't eat breakfast like me. I still force myself to have breakfast. I was a dummy. I didn't do it, and I didn't feel well afterwards. That was my bad.
Do as we say, not as
not
we do.
Not as we do.
Because apparently we're idiots.
We're dummies like that.
I'm just going to toss it off as a noob mistake.
That's exactly what it is. It was just one of those things where I think I was just so in the moment and I was on a high from all my panel success that when it finally hit me, I was like, oh, I'm crashing hard. I need to sit down.
Yeah, I was literally just running late for a photo shoot and I did not have time to stop. I didn't. I barely got ready.
There at the end, there was a photographer who stopped me. I was wearing Zelda on Sunday, and he was like, oh, can I get one more photo? And I could just feel me kind of swaying away, and I'm going, no, I got to go. I have to get something to eat before I fall over.
Oh, man.
That happens more often than we dare admit to.
Slightly.
But overall, it was, you know, a pretty good Sunday. We just kind of relaxed for the rest of it, just did whatever. Again, I'm a little disappointed at the lack of cosplay content because it's either stuff that we've filmed beforehand or it's all repeats. Or, like, we've interviewed the guests and we know what they're talking about. I think my biggest pet peeve is that the cosplay panelists only had, like, one panel throughout the entire weekend. Here I am hosting 3.
Did you get your interviews?
Nope. Did not.
Did they even get back to you about the interviews?
Nope. Did not. And I'll let that slide because I know that press was having a ton of issues. They had things taken from their room. They had issues getting things set up. So yeah, I won't go into the details and the stuff that I know, but I know that they were having some things going on. So it's okay. I don't blame them. I'm grateful for the badge, and I did check with them throughout the weekend, but just didn't happen, and that's okay. We interviewed Lee back in December, so that's fine.
Yay!
And I know Carl's sister, so I can always bug Carl that way. And I'm friends with the other one, so it's like, meh.
I have to admit, though, I was really happy that we did Ray Earth. So many senpais noticed me. I'm sorry, I know that sounds totally corny, but, I mean, I've been following most of these people like a silent stalker for years now, and it's just like, they're coming up to me and saying how awesome a job I did on this outfit, and don't change anything. And I'm sorry, but I feel very validated.
Nope, that's good. It shows that you've grown as a person, you've grown as a cosplayer. And I know with Kate, she has a bunch of pretty things, so I just kept looking at her like, I'm jealous.
Yes. Yes.
Jealous of what? My one boob armor that wouldn't stay in place?
Well, I when I think of your pretty things, I tend to think of Terra and Zelda, but okay, we'll go with the boob armor too.
I can't believe I let you guys allow me to do that one.
No
trade.
No.
Too late.
No way.
Too late. I'm sticking with the green one.
I am not building any more armor.
No armor ever again. Never, ever.
No, not never again, but...
Yeah, you can't say never. Never works that way.
You really can't say never, but in case either of you looked at my next 10 cosplay list, none of that was armor.
Ditto.
I had armor.
That's because you're bonkers.
Well, I was just saying, notice I didn't put Kane on there because I didn't know if that was happening for sure or not. I'm going to wait until I see
that. Well, you mentioned Kane. I guess Rosa does have a little bit of armor.
But hers is super duper easy. It's not even meh. Yeah. It's just meh.
Yeah, it's not heavy duty.
I'm kind of hoping the Final Fantasy VIII thing goes through, because then we can have everybody join in. So,
that'll be so fun.
Yeah. I do really want to do the Final Fantasy IV group, though.
I'm making both, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
You just tell me what to bring, I'll bring it.
Yes. Just yes. We'll leave it at that. Because we both know it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. If you two are dragging me... If you are dragging me all the way up there to Fanime, so help me God, we're doing both.
What? I can't do both. Not at one con. Are you kidding?
What do you mean not at one con? We're one Friday, we're one Saturday.
And then what am I supposed to do with, like, the other things that I promised other people to be a part of? Do I just drop them?
You are dragging me all the way across the country for Fanime.
Clearly she takes precedence.
One for Fanime and one for the next ACON.
Just gotta space it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my armor.
Yeah, okay. I will forgive you for needing to build Kane, because Kane is bonkers.
It's a dragoon. Nuff said.
Nuff
said. It's gonna be massive and armor filled. That's really it.
And okay, you know what, Kate, sweetie, if you're going to build Kane, you're going to have to make one of the boys wear Cecil. I don't care which version, but one of them's going to have to wear it.
Actually, I was trying to talk Sarah into wearing Cecil.
What?
Like, really? Maybe.
Which version?
I said Paladin would be better because she would melt if she wore the black one. Mm-hmm. She wore Dark Cecil. She would just... I'd like watch her like turn into a puddle at Fanime.
Quite literally, yeah.
Is Fanime sure really that bad?
If you're standing outside in the sun, yeah, I've had armor warp on me before. Black armor, but armor nonetheless. So when I'm Kane, it'll be like, okay, 30 minutes outside, back inside. 30 minutes outside, back inside.
Because usually when you're in, like, cool areas or in a shade, it's really not that bad. It's just when you're standing directly in the sun, because there's not a whole lot of cloud coverage, you're just like, oh, crap, this is terrible, I need to go.
You just feel it moving.
Exactly. All right, back derailing, so we're going back on track now.
Okay.
So overall, what was your guys' impression of ACON this year? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
I got a double thumbs up, so that's always a good sign. Anything that you think they should improve?
I guess just keep working on the pre-reg, because we can't have any more failures.
Yes.
We need to actually have, 2-minute wait times all weekend. Mm-hmm.
Panel scheduling, fix that.
What?
Panel scheduling, fix that.
Yes. Definitely.
I mean, other than that, you know, I really didn't see anything too terribly wrong.
They seem to run pretty well this year, other than my hiccups with the paneling staff. In overall, it just seemed to go really, really well.
I was very happy with it.
Yeah, a big, big super thank you and many, many hearts to Mike Battle for helping me get the cosplay unofficial guide up onto the guidebook app and for helping us keep everything in flow and keeping us all together. So a million times thank you. I'm so glad that ACON staff recognizes how big cosplay is and that they want to support us as much as they can.
Wait, back up. Are you saying that they had the photo shoots listed on the app the entire time?
Yes, they did. It was on their Facebook page, too. See how on top of everything she is? Without me, she's off.
Yes, Miss OCD. And you see, I kind of wish I'd known that going in, because I might have caught one of the other photo shoots.
Maybe.
I don't know. But something to know for next year. Yay!
Exactly. All right, and Kate, what did you think of everything? What was your overall experience?
Overall experience, really awesome. Everything was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself. I also think that other cons, especially summer ones, should adopt the free water and free fan things that you guys have, because that was awesome.
Isn't it?
You have a water station all over the place. So if you're dying of heat exhaustion, hey, look, there's a cold water station right there and a dude with a fan. Go get some.
They even upgraded their fans this year, because usually it's just a really crappy paper fan. This one actually was plastic.
It was nice.
I know.
I was surprised.
Sarah kept running off with all of my fans, so my husband had to keep going and getting more. I think I came home with two.
All right, so that pretty much wraps up our review of ACON 26. So thank you to both these ladies, Cypher Sama and Velvet Rose Cosplay. I'll be sure to link them like crazy. You know where to look, blop and blop, all that good stuff. And that's pretty much it from us at CosPod today. So thank you all so much again for watching. If you have questions, comments, problems, concerns, you want to submit content to us, you know we're always available 24/7. Well, mostly 24/7.
Maybe 23 when you're asleep.
Yeah, maybe 23/7 for the 1 hour when I'm actually asleep. So be sure to check us out on our website, www.cospod.org, or on our Facebook page, which is /cosplaypodcast, or on our YouTube, which is also /cosplaypodcast. So until then, see you next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.